Benson Show. The National Broadcasting Company brings you the new Jimmy Edmondson Show with the glamorous musical comedy star of Bloomer Girl, Nanette Fabre, that sensational new quartet, the Esquires, the music of Jerry Jerome and his orchestra, and starring America's newest comedy discovery, Jimmy Edmondson. It's a very important day in the history of Magnolia Junction. Jimmy Edmondson, Magnolia Junction's biggest booster and number one citizen, and there's nothing lower than number one, has gathered the townspeople in the community hall to listen to his newest idea for making Magnolia Junction the most important city in the United States.
Duke of that name, says that yummish nice nom.
Yes, it's that backward boy who sometimes talks the same way, saying, "Good evening, this is Jimmy Edmondson."
Ah, thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I stand before you today is because, you know, we got to do something about the conditions down here in Magnolia Junction. Now, I won't say conditions are bad down here, but last week the OPA came down and put a ceiling on our largest and only hotel. First time in 7 years it hasn't rained in the rooms. You'd get better. But there's one thing, though. Unlike some other cities, we've never had a telephone strike down here. Maybe it's because we just don't have any telephones. And in our city lighting system here, every other town have lights that work on AC and DC. Our current is BVD, nothing but short. And our town is so small, the city limit signs are back to back. Back to back. I like that. You know, we got a big peanut store down on Main Street, then we got a vacant store, then another peanut store, then a vacant store, then another peanut store, and another vacant store. I know. You're wondering how come we got so many vacant stores. Well, we got to have some place to put the peanut shell. And Magnolia Junction's going to be the new home of the movie studios. I got a big connection out in Hollywood. I had a reputation of being a great screen lover. One day I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and I heard one girl say, "That goes Jimmy Edmondson. What a kisser." Speaking of personalities, out there I attended a party at Bing Crosby's house. You know, even his kids are racing fans. The youngest apologized for coming in fourth. Maybe I better turn this upside down again. Oh, I like it out there though in Hollywood. Everybody drives their own particular automobile. Boris Karloff, he's got the Willys. Bing Crosby. There it is, right there. It is. Bing Crosby never goes any place without his Buick. And Van Johnson. Oh, he's got the only convertible out there with freckles on the headlights. But I like Hollywood, but what they won't do for publicity. Right now, you get all confused in traffic out there. They don't have any red or green lights. Every light is forever amber. And here is Jerry Jerome and his boys playing Hooray for Hollywood. Guess I set the town to thinking at that meeting, do I?
You certainly did, Mr. Jimmy. But you put your foot into it. And your big foot, too.
What do you mean, big foot? I've only got 10 toes.
Yeah, I know. Six on one foot, four on the other.
Must be the door, ain't it, Dewey? You better see who it is.
It's me, Jimmy. The door was open.
Well, look who's here, Nanette Fabre. Did you care for a little tea, Nanette? Dewey, get Miss Nanette some tea.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jimmy. After looking at our pantry, we're clear out of tea. As a matter of fact, we're out of T-U-V-W right down to Z.
Dewey, how many times have I told you to keep the pantry well stocked at all times?
But I'm working under a handicap. No money.
Jimmy Edmondson, I want to have a word with you.
Sure, but
now, what kind of a fool are you going to be this time?
Is there more than any one time?
Last week, Jimmy, you fumbled your way through that silly election, and now you've promised to bring the whole movie in to see the Magnolia Junction. Oh, how can you be so stupid?
It's very simple. I got friends in Washington. but I'm sorry, Nana.
Oh, Jimmy, you know how I worry about you. Look at those circles under your eyes. You walk like a duck. And now you're getting thin hair.
Thin hair? Yeah, but who wants fat hair?
And when everyone finds out that your story about the movie studio is a fib.
But it's the truth. I read a story in the newspaper that said the movie studio is coming to Magnolia Junction.
Jimmy, I'd like to see that story.
I've got it right here. Here's what it says. Hollywood. Dale Pasterbuck, noted Hollywood producer who is famed for his realistic scenes, is planning to shoot his next picture in the Deep South. The picture is a sequel to Gone with the Wind, and it's called... That's a juicy title, anyway. Mr. Pasterbuck says the locale of this film is a dirty, dilapidated, run-down, beaten-up, off-the-track southern town. And not only that, the citizens got to look 30% worse. Well, you see, Nanette, that's Magnolia Junction to the letter G.
You mean to the letter T?
No, Dewey says we're all out of T.
Jimmy, you tried that before and didn't get much of a laugh.
We still got to keep punching here.
Now, Jimmy, the whole idea is inconceivable.
Inconceivable? That has 13 letters back of E-L-D-A-R-V-E-C-N-O-C, and I, you pronounce it back of Albavia, not me. There I go with that backward talk again. You can laugh about my idea if you want to, Nanette, but I know some people who wouldn't laugh at me. They have faith in my frotophrasm.
Frotophrasm? What's that?
I don't know. I can't even pronounce it frontward. But I got to go out right now and see if I can raise some money for my trip to Hollywood.
And just what good will it do for you to get to Hollywood?
Don't worry. I've got connections in Hollywood.
Now, who, for instance?
Well, there's Betty Grable.
Yes, but she's married to Harry James.
Well, how about Barbara Stanley?
Jimmy, aren't you forgetting Robert Taylor?
Well, there's always Lauren Bacall.
You forget, Jimmy. She's married to Humphrey Bogart.
What do you hear from Lassie? But I'll get your money for my trip quick as you can sing Let It Snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Now it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Now the lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, why all the way home I'll be warm. Now the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in that storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, why, all the way home I'll be warm. Now the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, here I am, Pat. Nanette, could you loan me the money to go to Hollywood?
Oh, gee, Jimmy, I don't have a cent.
How about you, Dewey?
I got less than that.
Gee, I wonder if those twins of mine from Brooklyn's got any money. They're laughing before I even ask them.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. What did we hear about they're going to make pictures at Magnolia Junction?
Are there going to be any men in them?
Well, I suppose there might be a few.
It's a good idea.
Uncle Jimmy, do you suppose we could be in the picture?
But, girls, this picture's going to be about the old South. You girls don't think you're exactly Southern Belles.
Certainly. What else, you all?
Yeah, I don't like to discourage you, but after all, well, you girls haven't had any movie experience.
Oh, we've had lots of experience in the movie.
I'll say.
Did you ever have a movie date with a sailor and sit in the balcony in Brooklyn?
Jack, that's experience.
Besides, Flora is a wonderful actress, Uncle Jimmy. Make like a movie star, Flora.
Really, this is all tutu, but utterly. But I love the calla lilies. Really, I do.
What's more, Flora does recitations.
Oh.
Recitation something, Flora.
Okay, recitation. If Ronald were my coal man, I'd order a ton a day. If I were Walter's pigeon, I would not fly away. I'd love to walk with Robert, or even march with Fred. But if Grant would carry me, I'd go piggyback instead. But best of all, by heck, I'd rather peck with Gregory.
But Flora, that last part don't rhyme.
Yeah, it's more truth than poetry.
Well, now do you think there's a place for us in pictures, Uncle Jimmy?
I doubt it, but after all, Hollywood is always looking for new faces.
While you're out there, why don't you ask them to look for one for you, too?
Come on, Flora, we gotta hurry.
Yeah, I almost forgot.
We gotta pick up our boyfriends at the soda fountain at 7:30.
Who are these boyfriends?
How do we know who'll be at the soda fountain at 7:30?
Excuse me, girls. Hello, Edmondson. I was hoping to find you home.
I'm sorry you did, Entwistle. Now, look, I don't want to buy anything. I've had enough of your medicine cures.
Oh, but that's not why I came, although I happen to have a new little number that cures colds.
Cures colds?
In three steps. First, you take a pill that rids you of the cold, but your teeth turn black. Then you take a pill that turns your teeth white, but your hair falls out. Then you take a pill and your hair grows in, but you got to stay in bed.
Stay in bed? Why?
Because you got a cold. And where's Hansabuck?
He isn't here. He hadn't even come yet.
Now, look, Edmondson, for the good of Magnolia Junction, you've got to help me out. I've got an idea for a movie that will make our fair city famous. Yes. Make sure that I see Hansabuck. That man needs me, and little does he know it.
Well, I'll see what I can do, of course, but, you know, Mr. Pastorbuck is a busy man.
Yeah, and so am I. Goodbye.
Oh, where am I going to get that money? Oh, I forgot. What about our neighbors, the Esquires?
Why don't they live right next door? Why don't you call them, Jimmy?
Oh, Esquires!
Yes, Jimmy?
That last guy must have been in the basement. Could you fellas lend me some money to go to Hollywood?
No, Jimmy.
No. Gosh, I gotta do something. I've got it. I'll send him a telegram. That's it. Fellas, sing while I run down to the telegraph office.
When the red robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts sobbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepy head. Get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Laugh and shout, sun is out. I was awful blue, now I'm singing for joy. Oh boy, bells are ringing and I'm a-singing. Oh gee, oh joy. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again. When the red robin comes bobbing along, why, if I'm in a lucky, really having a thing, there's a time I always feel happy as a king. When the red robin goes bobbing along, with a song, there'll be no more sobbing when he's done.
not robbing his old sweet song.
Get up,
get up,
you sleepy head.
Get up, get up, get up.
Get up and shout.
Hooray!
The sun is red.
Get out of bed. I was all for blue, now I'm singing for joy. Oh boy, bells are ringing and I'm a singing, oh gee, oh joy. I'm just a kid again, singing a song. When the red, red robin goes bop, 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 ooh. When the red, red robin comes a bobbing along. Red, red robin, bop, 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 bobbing along. Sun is out, let us shout, happy days are coming.
Gee, I hope the train isn't late. This week is due on Friday.
I think I see it coming now.
Now approaching on track one, the only one, the Atchison, Topeka, Santa Fe, and Thimble Drip.
What did he say?
Thimble Drip.
They must have added a new partner.
Here she comes.
Is anybody ready to greet Mr. Pastor Buck? Remember, the whole future of Magnolia Junction is at stake.
The train is pretty late, isn't it, Jimmy?
Late? Well, look for yourself. It's still carrying Confederate soldiers to Gettysburg.
Darryl C. Pastabuck presents Darryl C. Pastabuck, Hollywood's greatest producer, director, writer, and concert champion. A man who made 342 A pictures, 246 B pictures, and two crummy cartoons. The colossal, the stupendous, the sensational Darryl C. Pastabuck. A fanfare for Mr. Pastabuck.
That's enough!
I am a busy man.
Welcome, Mr. Pastabuck. I'm Jimmy Edmondson.
Just give me your initials. I'm a busy man.
Yes, sir. I guess you are busy.
Why, I'm so busy, I only got 30 seconds for a 60-second hair rub. I get 5 o'clock shadow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I am a very busy man. Why, I only spent 20 seconds over Tokyo. I am a busy man.
Definitely.
I know. See, we all came down to meet you at the station. Mr. Pastabuck, I'd like you to meet my girlfriend.
I don't want to meet anyone until May 16th. I know enough people till then. I'm a busy man.
Definitely.
Please, who is this person?
Well, that's Gabby Entwistle, our local yes man.
Then why does he say definitely?
Can I help it if I'm a yes man with an education?
That's very interesting. Write a story around it and I'll buy it. What's your asking price?
Well, I didn't exactly mean...
Too much! All your writers think you have us by the throat.
Well, this is Magnolia Junction, Mr. Pastabuck, and I think it will fit your specification. Right here, we invented the cotton gin.
Personally, I never touch this stuff. Ah, the South. I'll make a movie that will go down in history. I'll even use local talent.
Local talent? Talent? Well, Nanette, sing. This is your big chance.
Madame Pompadour was on a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously. The madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Piero in Pierrette? Or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys in trance, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. Salome danced and had the boys in trance. No doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. personality.
Now, Mr. Pastorbuck, I'd like to tell you a few of my ideas.
Please, my boy, you're wasting Mr. Pastorbuck's valuable time. Don't you realize he's a busy man?
Definitely.
But now, Mr. Pastorbuck, your troubles are over. You are talking to the man with the most sensational idea in motion picture history. In short, me. Now, I've written a picture that will be the most colossal thing ever produced. This is a picture about the Civil War, see? And in this Civil War film, we're going to have three Abraham Lincolns. There will be one Lincoln to make speeches, one Lincoln to sign papers, and one Lincoln to drive around in. I know. The scene opens up in the White House, where Lincoln runs a little night spot known as Abe's Blue Room. Dorothy L'Amour sings there, but the food isn't bad. In walks a bum and falls flat on his face, played by Alan Ladd. Dorothy L'Amour screams. A doctor rushes in, played by Gene Herschel. He takes one look and says, "It's malaria," played by Peter Lorre, a great character. It's an emergency, so they pick up the phone and call the police. Calling all cars, send a motorcycle cop over to Abe's Blue Room. The scene then shifts to a motorcycle cop. How do you like that? Out of gas. So what does he do? He picks up his motorcycle and he walks. He walks through hills, through dales, through the black of night. Chloe! Babalu! Heathcliff! But no one answers him. No one answers him, so they keep walking. His throat needs water. His motorcycle needs gas. All of a sudden, can it be true? Yes, it is true. There in front of him stands a gasoline pump. Now he speaks the most dramatic line in the entire picture. 5 gallons, please. Isn't that a brilliant line? And they're off! Suddenly he goes blind. He can't see, and there in front of him is a tree. Look out, you're going to crash into the tree. Look out, you'll be killed! Correct. So they take him to the hospital, where Dr. Gillespie operates. You remember Dr. Gillespie. In his last picture, he invented a cure for which there is no known disease. And he's doing right now.
Sensational. What's the name?
The name is Entwistle.
Great. I'll buy the title.
But, Mr. Pastorbuck...
Come on, Edmondson. I must see the town. I'm a very busy man.
Oh, just a couple of minutes, Mr. Pastorbuck. I promised my next-door neighbors, the Esquire Quartet, you'd hear them sing.
Has their song got a lot of movement?
It sure has.
Good. Let them follow us as we walk around the town.
The doctor, said,
give them babies some shortening bread.
Mammy's little baby loves
shortening bread.
Mammy's little baby loves
shortening bread.
Mammy's little baby loves
shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves
shortening bread. Put on the skillet. Put on the lid. Mammy's trying to make some shortening bread. That ain't all.
No, that ain't all.
I said that ain't all.
No, that ain't all.
Mammy's trying to make.
He's trying to make
some coffee too.
Some coffee too.
Mammy's
little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening shortening. Mammy diddy diddy diddy. Mammy teeny weeny weeny.
Mammy lovey dolly love. Not neighbor.
Went to the kitchen, lit the bed, till my pockets reached short in bread. Stole the skillet, pulled the bread, stole the gas.
Mammy's little love, Mammy's little bed. Love, shortening bread.
Well, Mr. Pastabuck, that's the whole town. Now, does it come down to your expectations?
It looks like it has suffered, but not enough.
Not enough? How can we possibly make this place look any worse?
Very easy. We destroy everything. First, get rid of that bridge over there.
Oh, no!
Ruin the town. Lock the bridge.
Oh, gosh, the people ain't gonna like this.
Why the bell?
It was our only toll bridge.
All right. See that jewelry store window?
Oh, no!
Throw a brick through it. Did you smash the glass?
Both sides.
Now we ruin the town big. Let's blow up that 5 and 10 cent store.
Jimmy Edmondson, I hope you know what you're doing.
Blow up the store.
But, Mr. Pastabuck, there's nothing in there but balloons.
Blow them up, too. Now we've done a colossal job so far. There's nothing much left of the town.
That's one balloon left.
Now there is nothing left standing.
Nothing left standing but the waterworks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Love the waterworks.
Anybody got a glass? I'm thirsty.
Ah, now this is fine. The perfect setting for my story about this freaking south. We burned the barns, we blew up the bridge, we wrecked the stores, we smashed the waterworks, we ruined the town. What other town makes such a perfect setting for my tobacco road?
But, Mr. Pants...
Don't interrupt. Think of how realistic our film of tobacco road will be.
But, Mr. Pants...
Tobacco road will jam them in the box office. It may even bring them in the theater.
But, Mr. Pants...
What do you want?
Didn't you make Tobacco Road 6 years ago?
For what? This will be the biggest, the greatest. What did you say?
Mr. Pastabuck, you made Tobacco Road 6 years ago.
I did? Well, Edmondson, thanks for all the trouble you've caused us. Goodbye.
Oh.
What's the matter, Mr. Jimmy? You got a headache?
A headache? Just look at this town. Everybody will be mad at me.
Yeah, and they're all heading this way.
Oh, gosh, a regular mob. You think I should tell them I'm sorry?
You better think up something and quick, because Miss Nanette is leading them and she seems plenty excited.
Jimmy!
I know, Nanette. Don't tell me.
Oh, then you know about the gas.
What gas?
Why, the natural gas that was discovered when you blew up the waterworks. Oh, Jimmy, everybody's coming to thank you. It'll make us rich. Why, it's coming out of the water faucet.
Do it. Turn on all the faucets. And as for me, I'm going to sit back and smoke a cigar.
Jimmy, don't light that cigar. Don't strike that cigar.
Operator, have you got Mr. Pastabuck on the line? Oh, hello, Mr. Pastabuck. Have you ever thought of making a movie of the ruins of Pompeii?
You've been listening to the Jimmy Edmondson Show, directed by Joe Mansfield. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.